Full disclosure, I have never cottoned to Into the Woods, which brought so much fame and honor to its creators, Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine. Despite its salient themes concerning the difficulty of everyone's personal life, of children and parents, and most of all, the sinkhole concerning being careful of what you wish for. Into the Woods has always seemed to me to be overdrawn, over-intricate, in need of cutting and sharpening. With that said, let me add that if you are a Sondheim-Lapine devotee, if you revel in the quicksilver songs and intriguing attempts at being serious by being amusing, then you should see this production that closes Ocean State's third season. Directed by Catherine Markey, with a strong hand for comedy and just enough for seriousness, this Into the Woods is filled with first-rate acting and singing. The large cast, some taking two roles, has both vigor and concentration. Whether they are playing a bombastic prince or a sweethearted Cinderella, the actors give it their all, singing masterfully and always trying to stay within the character they are playing. There's a relatively basic but just right set, and costumes that are both goofy and good. A strong orchestra adds much. Into the Woods is a complete compilation. It takes liberally from the great fairy tales such as Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and the Beanstalk, Cinderella, and Rapunzel. Then it throws in its own line from Sondheim's music and lyrics and Lapine's book. The result, I think, is too much of good things. A relatively long show, its scenes are short, almost chopped. The book moves like lightning from one scene, one theme to another. Just as you get to something, it's gone, replaced by another idea. These many moments add up to making the overall work too long, too distant. But, as I say, the production is very fine. The actors are with it all the time. Tommy Labanaris and Amanda Ryan Page are delightful as a baker and baker's wife struggling to have a child, and then getting one. Stacey Geer is right on as a mother dealing with her life. Sarah Rothier is a sweetheart of a Cinderella, and Erica Amato makes the witch, who becomes young once again only to lose her witch's power, into a real star, a winner both as an old lady and a young one. So, Into the Woods remains a theater fan's choice. It's like cheering for the Red Sox or the Yankees. There's no middle ground. If you love Lapine and Sondheim and revel without tiring in the intricate layering of plot, lyrics, and music, then go. This is a good one. If, however, you find Into the Woods a tangled patch from the midst of the higher-brow musical world, then stay away.